Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piper, and I'm very happy to give you meditation instruction. We're going to sit together for 10 minutes. I'll give you the full instruction. We're going to start nowish. So please take your seat and get settled, whether you're on a cushion on the floor, like me. You have to take my word for that, with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, or in a chair, which is equally good. And please sit with your feet flat on the floor if you're in a chair. And as we get started, I want to just acknowledge that everybody has difficulty sustaining their meditation practice. There are numerous obstacles. We're very busy. We don't feel like it. Something interrupts us that was unexpected. We don't think it's working, so we're like, maybe it's not so good. There's millions of reasons and things that we all have to sort of work with to get to the cushion. And invariably we find that if we do, it's good, it makes the day better. So classical Buddhism has things to say about these obstacles. It defines three primary obstacles, but I'm just gonna talk to you about one of them because it's the big kahuna, and it's called laziness. And further, Buddhism defines three kinds of laziness. So I'm just going to very briefly tell you what they are. The first form of laziness is regular. You know, you just, never mind. I don't feel like it. Nobody has to explain what that kind of laziness is. It's just, I think I'll play Candy Crush for 4 hours instead, or watch TV, or do something else, or The second kind of laziness is different. It's called becoming disheartened. And that's the sense of, I'm not very good at this anyway, so I probably shouldn't do it. I'll never be good at it. I always get distracted by my thoughts, and I probably isn't working. You know, I'm just sitting there doing nothing. It might be better if I just give up. And the reason that is considered laziness is because you have sort of forgotten the inspiration which brought you to the cushion to begin with, which was sort of a sense of wanting your life to be better, more vibrant, more real, more genuine. And that's very important. And when we become disheartened in our practice, in a sense, we become disheartened in that possibility. So it's sort of lazy to let those sort of bummer, cynical, depressing thoughts overwhelm the more positive, insightful, possible thoughts about possibility. Instead, we let all those be washed away by doubt. So it's becoming disheartened is considered lazy. It's not like, it's good or bad, it's just lazy. The third and final kind of laziness is even more unexpected than becoming disheartened. The third form of laziness is called being too busy, which is, you think people who are really, really, really busy are not lazy. They're really, really, really important, and they have lots and lots of things to do because they're so important and work so hard. And so how could being too busy mean you're lazy? So the caveat here, or the coda, is too busy to practice your life is considered a form of laziness, because when you let certain things overwhelm your main priorities, and in each of our cases, those priorities are self-care, discovering our own path, contemplating how we feel and what we feel and where our life is going, and allowing our truly innate gifts to rise and manifest. Those are the most important priorities in your life. And when we allow other things to take over and supplant those priorities, that's considered lazy. So I did all three today already. It's still the morning. So they're just this is something to think about. I hope it's useful. And here we go. Let's practice. So begin your practice by saying to yourself, silently or out loud, "This is my time for practice," and really land in your practice space. Be here. Everything else can wait. So rouse the sense of commitment. I will really apply the technique of meditation for the next 10 minutes. That's not lazy. To further emphasize this sense of sort of powerful engagement, sit up straight. And let your front body be very soft at the same time, because we don't want to be like aggressive in our practice or in our lives. We want to feel both the strength, in this case of the back body, and also the soft and pliant nature of the front body together. The hands are palms down, just above your knee. No need for fancy gestures, just resting. Shoulders are relaxed. The mouth is closed, which is delightful because it's wonderful to not have to say anything. Breath comes in and out through the nose, then, obviously. And just let your breathing be as it is. There's no instruction for breathing. The eyes remain open, and the gaze is cast down to a spot about 6 feet/1.5 meters in front of you, or what would be there if you could see that far, in case you're in front of a computer screen. And just let your vision be stream from your eyes like the rays of the sun, sort of lighting on everything, rather than lasering in on one particular point. Take in the whole visual field. This helps the eyes to soften. Place your attention on your breath. Very particularly, let your attention come in on your in-breath. See if you can note the moment it becomes an out-breath. That's how closely you're attending. And then ride out on the out-breath like you are riding a wave out to sea. There's a little gap at the end of each exhale. And from that gap, the next inhale just happens, I promise. And you just begin again this rhythm of coming in and flowing out on the breath. The mind, still quite alive and present, makes thoughts, no problem. Just let all of that happen. However, if you notice that you've become absorbed in your thoughts to the point where you've forgotten about your breath, all you have to do is let go. Let go, and if it helps, you can say to yourself silently, "Thinking," as a way of marking with precision that moment where you let go. And then gently come back to your breath and begin again, constantly moving between these two qualities of precise and gentle. Thank you so much for your practice. I really appreciate you for it.